T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have on the line with us now one of the top NBA experts in America from NBC. And this guy is great. His name is Tom Haberstroh, and he is with us right now. Hi, Tom.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey, Tom, we are still trying to absorb the impact of the Markelle Fultz news conference yesterday.
Oh, dear.
Could you help us with this a little bit? Did they need a news conference for a guy who never plays?
I think what they wanted to do was introduce him as, you know, this is your team now, your organization. You have all the patience in the world. We have all the patience in the world to get this right. And I think it lasted all of 15 minutes. So I think there really isn't much to talk about here. It all depends on how his shoulder reacts to the rehab in L.A., and really, there's not much else to say other than that he has this change of scenery, a clean slate. We've heard those things before. We knew those things at the time of the trade. But there's so much mystery around Markelle Fultz that it's not just about the fact that he's only played, a handful of games in his NBA career, but it's also just that there doesn't seem to be any medical answers here beyond he has thoracic outlet syndrome, and there's just a lot of uncertainty going forward.
All right, Tom, let me make this clear. I've had no problem having things to say about it because I can't believe the guy who runs the Orlando Magic painting a picture of Markelle Fultz that did not in any way match the reality of what I watched for the last couple of years. Here's a little bit from their, I guess he's director
he's
of operations,
yeah, right,
the president of the team. Jeff Weltman, listen to this.
Honestly, as Markelle's game develops, as his body develops, as his experience level develops, there's not going to be too many things in a game that he can't do. And to have that in a person who you trust to be a quarterback, to think of others, to bring a team together, that marriage is something that you just don't see very often.
Tom, there aren't many things he can't do. A, he can't shoot, and B, he can't play. Those are pretty big things, aren't they?
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I think that's a losing outlook. I think you could say that about a lot of things and a lot of people in this world, is if they develop, there's not much they can not do. If you think about what that statement says, it says, hey, if they do all the things that – you know, is potential, then he will reach that potential. And I think that's the tough thing with Markelle Fultz is this guy averaged 23 points a game in his 1 year at Washington. The team wasn't very good, but he showed so much promise. Obviously, not just the 76ers, but multiple people around the league thought he was a unanimous number one pick. And I think this is an issue where he lost either all confidence in himself or he was fighting through injuries. But the problem is, the injuries kept changing and changing and changing, and the story kept changing. And the thing that I question is when, Fultz and his family say, I love the positivity, I love the support that I've gotten here in Orlando. I mean, I haven't heard a bad thing from the public, the Brett Brown or the organization said about Markelle Fultz. J.J. Redick just almost bit the heads off of reporters for filming a player shooting baskets at a practice. And so I think the players had his back. They started him at the beginning of the season, which is the biggest vote of confidence I can imagine a team giving for a guy who barely played his rookie season and was fighting through injuries. Yep. So the positivity thing, I looked at that quote from the press conference and I was confused because maybe behind the scenes they were all very negative and just trying to beat this kid down. But from what I can gather, they were trying to lift him up. And I think it was quite the contrary. But, hey, he's in a new position, new organization that doesn't have much to look forward to on that roster. They're fighting for a playoff spot. They don't have this kind of superstar number one pick on the roster, so or the potential to be there. So they're probably excited. And I can see why.
Yeah.
They're excited for just giving up a protected first-round pick and a second-round pick. And a
that will end soon, Tom. That will end soon. I assure you that. We've already lived it. I got to get to the Sixers and the fact that we think the Celtics are inside the Sixers' heads. Are they?
I don't think so. I mean, these games could go 50-50. The last two games, one was overtime and one came down to final possession. So the margins are super slim here. Yes, last year in the playoffs, they got smacked against the Celtics. But I really think that you're not going to see Tobias Harris, who just came over, who's one of the best shooters in the NBA, go 0-for-6 again. I mean, I just don't see it. I think, you know, it was a bad loss the other night, and I think it's easy to say they're in your heads, especially when Joel Embiid got really upset at the referees after the game. Yep. But I think ultimately the margins are so slim here. If a 50-50 ball goes one way or the other, I think it changes the whole narrative. So I could totally see just a few balls bouncing differently. This is a 2-1 series lead for the regular season for the Philadelphia 76ers rather than 0-3.
All right, but see, the way we're looking at it, Tom, is if you just look at the two rosters, especially with the Celtics and no Irving, Sixers have a much better team, and they're playing at home, and they lose to the Celtics. We take that seriously in Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
We're concluding that Brad Stevens is a hell of a lot better bench coach than Brett Brown. Agree or disagree?
I think in general, Brad Stevens has maximized his role players better than maybe most coaches, rather than maybe Popovich or Eric Spoelstra there in Miami with a bunch of, you know, Hassan Whiteside was basically out of the league. Josh Richardson was basically out of the league. All these guys were basically out of the league, and he built them up into actual rotation players. But, you know, I think ultimately Brett Brown, he has to get the most out of the five guys. I mean, if he's going to win in the playoffs – the playoffs are about a shortened rotation. It's about the star players. That's always been the case in the playoffs. It's not about your 10th or 9th guy. It's about your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I think that's going to be the ultimate test for Brett Brown. I think he can do it. I think with the shooting that Tobias Harris has, put it this way, the last 2 years in the NBA, only two players have shot a higher percentage from downtown and more volume of threes than Tobias Harris. Their names are Stephen Curry and wow. Buddy Hield, who's the sharpshooter in Sacramento. Tobias right. Harris is a great fit for this team, not just from a shooting perspective, but he's big. He can play in the pick and roll, and I think he's going to give another lever for Brett Brown to use in the playoffs. It didn't work the other night at the slimmest of margins, but I think I'm confident that they're going to beat the Celtics in the
but
next
But that was what made
playoffs.
Me nervous. I agree with you. I love the way he shoots the basketball, Tom. But he didn't come up big in the one big test game so far since he's been here. Is his background to be good in big games, or has he not played enough for us to make an assessment of that?
I think it's early. He's 26 years old. He's been in the league for 7 years, but he's still 26 years old, so he hasn't been in these playoff situations yet. But this is true for Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, too, is that this is going to be their second go-around. It's a young team. And we'll see. Jimmy Butler hasn't made it to the conference finals before, so they're all going to have to prove it above the Celtics, Raptors, and Bucks. But those Raptors and the Bucks too haven't gotten to the finals yet either. So everyone going into this without LeBron James in the East, they all have the same chip on their shoulder. They all have the same issue, which is none of them have gotten to the finals yet. So if you're going to look at anything for the 76ers to hang your hat on, it's the fact that everyone else is trying to prove that they belong, and none of them have proved it yet to get to the finals.
Tom, I'm a little concerned about one other thing. They acquired two real big talents in Butler and Harris, but they're both free agents at the end of the year. Should we be worried that we lose at least one of them after the season?
There should be a healthy concern. Anytime you acquire two unrestricted free agents, not restricted, where you have the ability to match any offer and you have the right of last refusal there, that is difficult for 76ers fans probably get a little nervous about that. But I will say that J.J. Redick, the fact that he came in on what seemed like a short-term deal and then loved the organization, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons are as high-ceiling young duo as you can find in the NBA. And I think if you're Jimmy Butler and if you're Tobias Harris, you have to see this through. And it really does depend, in my opinion, it does depend on how things play out in the playoffs. If the chemistry crumbles and the locker room fractures and they're just like, you know what, this isn't right for us, I want to go elsewhere, sure. But the Sixers can offer more money than anybody else, and I think that really is the trump card when you're dealing with contract negotiations. I expect them to re-sign long-term with Philadelphia, but I don't rule it out that both of them could leave or one could leave in the offseason.
One last one, Tom, because you got this national perspective, right? How should fans feel if this team falls short of the NBA Finals? Should that be a disappointment given the moves they made in the last month?
I don't think it's finals or bust. I think if they don't get to the conference finals, that's the bust. I think if they lose in the second round, that's going to be frustrating for fans.
Right.
But we'll see. We'll see how things play out. I think Ben Simmons, the question mark for me is when the game slows down and he isn't able to just go fast break every time like he can in the regular season, what happens to that jump shot? And he's trying to figure out if he has a reliable jumper. And I don't think he has it yet. But we'll see. I think having Tobias Harris, J.J. Redick, and Jimmy Butler surrounding Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid will be enough to get to at least the conference finals. After that, we'll see. Everyone else, again, the Celtics, the Raptors, and the Bucks have not gone to the finals. They haven't. Nope. So I think everyone is trying to do that. If everyone fails by not getting to the finals, that's a really tough equation.
Tom Haberstroh, Tom, a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for doing this. Hopefully we'll get you on more as we get closer to the playoffs.
You got it.
Thanks a lot. Tom Haberstroh, NBC, checking in
and
with
you
us.
You can follow the My Team app on his at his Twitter.
And I am not an MB.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.